in 1947 and most notably 1961, black and white civil rights activists rode buses throughout the South to fight segregation. Many of the Freedom Riders were threatened, arrested, beaten, shot, and burned, but their struggle for equality became a symbol of gathering national conviction for racial equality. This week, immigrant advocates from 10 cities have set out on what they say is their own Freedom Ride. This time, they're pushing efforts to legalize and improve working conditions for millions of immigrant workers in the United States. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was on one of the buses that left Los Angeles.
Pop it up!
Before they began their journey, the activists from Los Angeles were greeted by African-American preachers and some of the original 1961 Freedom Riders. Reverend James Lawson, who was jailed for protesting on the buses in Alabama 40 years ago, blessed the new riders on their way to Washington and New York. During a kickoff rally, he explained that the new campaign to protect and even legalize immigrant workers is part of a continued nonviolent struggle for civil rights.
These issues are connected. The Freedom Ride is not only about the rights of immigrant peoples in our land who work. The Freedom Ride is also about the rights of every man, woman, and child, every color, every creed, every complexion, the right for all of us to be here with full access to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's our task.
Critics have labeled the Freedom Ride a publicity stunt by immigrant advocates and union organizers, but Lawson defended the campaign.
May I simply remind you that the anti-immigrant feeling in the United States is a direct product of the 375 years of racism in America. You must understand that.
Some of the buses are retracing the 1961 Freedom Ride through the South, but the two buses from Los Angeles are now making their way through the states that border Mexico. L.A. home care worker Shirley Smith stood at the front of one of those buses, teaching her fellow Freedom Riders the words to a song that motivated activists four decades ago.
We shall overcome. We shall
Unlike Shirley Smith, whose ancestors were once slaves from Africa, most of the other Freedom Riders are relatively new to the U.S., and they speak a first language other than English. Some of the bus caravans on the voyage are carrying Somalis from Minnesota, Haitians from Florida, Chinese workers from San Francisco. The majority from L.A. are Mexican households.